Put your big boy pants on, Robin here.
Hey, it's your window daddy.
At the club.
Dude, Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature. The house
of North Azerasians.
If you do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
I have concepts of a plan.
We'll execute the baby.
They're eating the pets.
They're eating the cat.
They're eating the dog.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Nine times.
Nine times.
I'm sorry. I want to run.
You rarely have the question.
You son of a bitch.
I want to keep that private.
You can shove that up your little pumpkin ass. Nice to have you along tonight.
I love Dong News.
Welcome in. Yeah, that was a welcome.
Yes.
That's our way of welcoming you.
Believe it or not.
Even though Suk said earlier, he does not wish our listeners to listen to our show. Much like Jerry Jones.
But I want all the Azerasians out there, please. By all means.
Yeah, we glossed over that, but...
Well, here's the full context of how that sounded.
Okay. Also, we have many Azerasians in our room.
I love it.
What does that mean?
He was Arizonians.
Yeah, he was trying to say Arizonans.
Azerasians?
And apparently his prompter shut down, and he couldn't come up with Arizonans, and so he went with...
Also, we have many Azerasians.
The pause is great.
Yeah, that's my favorite. We've all done it where you're like, wait, where do we go here? So, what?
You know what I'm just going to throw out there? Azerasians.
You have it where you're sitting there and you're like, what am I going to throw here? Let's, and you just cross your fingers. You're like, Azerasians.
I have concepts of a plan. Azerasians.
I don't want to get into the whole thing, but did you see what he did at his last rally?
Yeah, he was vibing, man.
Dude,
he felt music.
He just stood up there and they played music for 45 minutes.
Yeah. Well, it was at the end. And so he just, they teed up his playlist. I think one was like Ave Maria or something. He just sat there and swayed. And then no one knew what to do. And so they said after like 20 minutes, people started to leave. And then they just kept going. I kind of appreciate it. It's like, hey, man, what are you doing? Just vibing.
Who's winning? What is occurring?
You get that like at the end of a concert, you don't know if it's over or not. Like, hey, are they coming back out? I'm like, I don't know. What do we do? Just leave. Azerations. I love it.
We have consumer goods talk.
Difficulties. What was that Bush that had difficulties?
I don't know.
Yeah. He had some good ones.
Now watch this drive.
that's still right. That's my favorite presidential moment of all time. I would have slept with George Bush at that moment.
No, I would power bottom the hell out of him.
That was after he threw the pitch, the opening of the New York series, the World
How
Series.
How old is he now?
Bush?
W.
He's got to be in his 70s, right? Late 70s?
78.
Yeah.
Trump's age.
That's amazing that he is as young or younger than the two presidential candidates before Kamala got
involved. I know.
Like,
what's great is
golly.
That at one point, like, a lot of people hated that dude beyond belief, right? Warmonger stuff, Dick Cheney. And he's now, it's like Jimmy Carter. When Jimmy Carter was president, people hated Jimmy Carter. And then, like, he became, like, a lovable old man. And Bush kind of has that now where... All Bush needed to do was just wait to see what happens as the years went on, because now he's like a painter and he's kind of viewed as more of a moderate guy. And Bush has done a 180. People love him now. People long for the days of Bush.
Trump is the best thing that ever happened to George W. Bush.
Oh, 100%. You're like, you think you hated me now or hated me then. What about now?
You're
like,
you do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
The Azerasians. Oh, my God.
Azerasians.
How does your brain even go to that?
I don't know.
Your brain's 78, that's how.
Does he think there are a lot of Asians in the...
Azerasians.
But there's a lot of Azerasians. Look, to be fair, if there were a bunch of Asians in Arizona, would they be Azerasians?
Azerasians.
Look, that, if I'm that campaign spokesman, that's when I'm spinning. We're big into the Asian American community.
Or would they be Asian Zonans?
No, I like Azerasians.
I think so, too.
I like the Azerasians.
Azerasians.
Maybe if the BTJ moves down there someday.
Yeah, if we get a second place down there, or like, I got a buddy of mine who's got a place down there in Scottsdale. When we go down there, does she instantly become an Azerasian?
Did you just leak some news? You're buying a second home?
No, I got a buddy that has a place down there. Yeah. So if we go down and visit, we could be visiting Azerasians.
Yeah, you're right. That needs to stick.
That certainly.
Sorry,
yes.
Arizonians,
yeah,
Asians.
The Arizonians or whatever.
Arizonans.
Arizonans.
Probably Arizonans.
Well, no, that's dead. I'm sorry. If you're from Arizona, you're an Azeration.
Also, we have many Azerasians in our room.
So good.
Freaking awesome.
You're, I love
making
it.
Me uncomfortable.
So good.
Man, make me uncomfortable. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the Azerasians.
We have some consumer goods talk here.
Oh, we do.
On the show.
What are we buying?
Well, we've got a KKK candle.
That's rough.
I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm guessing it's what?
Well, it
I
is,
do like candles.
You can look it up. It's made by Snowed In, and the candle is red.
Well, that's a little awkward.
It's got little designs on it that they say are inadvertent, but they look exactly like Ku Klux Klan hoods. And there's like five of them.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah.
All right. So you're saying, I really thought that someone was making like Ku Klux Klan.
No, it was a mistake. And you can kind of see how it's a mistake. Although the fact that somebody didn't catch that is alarming. But
it really looks like a whole rally of them.
It looks like there's a rally.
Yeah, they were selling this at Bath and Body Works.
And it's not good, by the way, that there's a flame coming out the top of it. Because when you see a bunch of white men in hoods and then there's a flame, nothing good has ever come out of that. That's bad.
Yeah, well,
what is that supposed to be on
this? It's supposed to be a paper snowflake.
Oh.
And the side-by-side, you know, like the diamond shapes.
Yeah, I see what you're doing there.
But it didn't work. And
I love when stuff like this happens.
The company has stopped selling the candle.
You know, by the way, that these are going to start popping up on eBay for like $100 a pop. It'll be a collector's item. It's like how everyone's trying to get their hands on one of the Portland Timbers DiBella jerseys. You know, that had to get taken down. Like whenever something like that happens, the Billy Ripken era card, you're like, oh, I got to give you one of them snowed in candles. I really thought that there was going to be a racist candle. This is just, it's a little whoops.
You know what? I bet there are racist candles out there. Little small mom and pop shops.
I just have always preferred the whites.
Probably exist.
You ever been to like a gun and knife show?
I wish I could have more.
People just sell
white
little
things.
Racist tchotchkes?
They don't sell little tchotchkes.
There's some.
Just always works.
Pretty aggressive paraphernalia that gets thrown around those places.
I'm asking where the white power rankings go.
Yeah, and then the other one is if you go down anywhere in the deep south, like we go to New Orleans a bit, we really like New Orleans, and you go into all the antique shops, dude, there's some stuff in antique New Orleans shops that it's...
Do they have any Azerasian memorabilia?
I don't know if they have the Azerasians, but they have...
Oh, yeah, they signed that brown guy, and then I went right past it.
They have a lot of...
Also, we have many Azerasians in our room.
They have a lot of, like, old figurines and, like, just stuff from, like, the 1920s and 30s, and it's rough. It is the dolls and it's rough.
Can I say that the Guardians have loaded the bases again?
And aren't going to score?
With nobody out against Garrett Cole. It's in the fifth. It's still 3-0 Yankees, but they loaded him up again. Nobody out.
Yeah, they won't.
Naylor's up.
We'll see what happens.
Come on.
Well, maybe he'll beat a CNI single out. Oh wait, no, he won't. Did he just hit a granny?
No.
Routine fly ball. He'll score one though, right? There you go.
Scores the corner.
At Bath & Body Works, we are committed to listening to our teams and customers and committed to fixing any mistakes we make, even those that are unintentional like this one. We apologize to anyone we've offended and are swiftly working to have this item removed and are evaluating our processes going forward.
What? Can't we just say that it was a hilarious error and that no one saw it? Like, no one set out.
Well, I don't think it's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
That is not hilarious.
Yes, it is.
They have to treat that seriously. But how do you not...
Funny.
Listen, I'm not in the consumer world, okay? Yeah. But this happens far too often where we ask the question, how did somebody not catch that? Like, do these things not get... I mean, do people just willy-nilly design stuff and just throw them on the shelves?
Generally have quality control departments.
That's what I'm asking.
For this exact reason. So
how
I don't know.
Is this a thing?
I'd be curious how many people this made it through with no one noticing.
God. It's not that hard. Or maybe it is.
I don't know. It's just good. I don't care what anyone says. I'm sorry. That's funny. It's funny.
We also have 7-Up finally making a Shirley Temple. I don't know what took them so long, but they are now making...
Oh, a Shirley Temple?
Yes, a bottle and a can, yeah. Yes. And they have the no-sugar one, and then they have the sugar one.
Now, how is that different than Cherry 7-Up? Because I always thought Cherry 7-Up was essentially Shirley Temple in a bottle.
Well, it depends on what the cherry
I'm not gonna lie. That does kind of feel like already a Shirley Temple. And let me just state for the record, I understand that that is probably the least manly drink you can have. But a Shirley Temple is delightful.
Yeah.
And so is
Cherry 7-Up.
So
is delightful.
A Cherry 7-Up. So I don't know what the difference between the 7-Up Shirley is. And the this one says, I have tried the 7-Up Shirley Temple and I have complicated feelings.
Why?
I don't know. I'll take a look. But,
well, the cherry part of a Shirley Temple, if I'm not mistaken, is grenadine.
Grenadine, yes.
But I don't know that... Cherry 7-Up
has grenadine. It's just cherry flavored,
right?
But isn't grenadine just cherry flavor? So it's like that, yeah. That's what makes me think it's got to be like similar, maybe.
I feel like grenadine has a lot of sugar in it.
Yes,
and that's why
maybe the cherry flavor is not as sugary.
Right, that's why I think maybe it's a little different.
Sure. I believe I have told this story, but I will never forget a Shirley Temple. When, I want to say it was like my sophomore year when we at BYU went to a bowl game in Memphis, Tennessee, and a bunch of the old linemen went out that night, and we were at a bar, and we were sitting down, and they came around, and we all placed our orders, you know, and, you know, you're like 19, 20, you got a fake ID. So some people ordering beer, some people ordering whiskey, and one Craig Schmidt, who, by the way, a proud Azerasian. He is from the great state of Arizona. He had a little bit of a lisp.
Azerasians.
He was a good dude. And he sat at the table as the lady came around. And by the way, the barmaid was hot. And so instantly everyone's like, oh my gosh, you got a hot over there. And just proud as can be with no irony whatsoever, my man, straight up, wearing his full BYU regalia, we're like, are you kidding me? That's what you decided to wear out? Ordered a Shirley Temple. ordered a Shirley Temple. Never lived it down.
Barmaid?
What?
We okay with that?
What am I supposed to say?
I think so.
Is that okay now?
Is that not a... No? Am I canceled again?
You might have just been canceled by one or two people out there.
You barmaid? Do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
What should...
Barmaid?
Bartender.
Bartender.
But she wasn't...
Or cocktail waitress.
Server.
Cocktail waitress. Server. I don't know. Is barmaid an offensive term?
I don't know. I just, it makes me think of like bar wench.
Mm. I could have said bar
which
wench.
Which I do think is offensive.
Went to the bar wench in Memphis.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe not.
I'll just never forget. And then we just all started laughing. And he was like, what's the problem? We're like.
My dad's got a story like that. Shirley he and a buddy Temple. Went to a casino when they were underage. And his buddy, who ended up playing O-line at Cal, was a big dude, but he had the lisp. And he went up and he asked the gal, he's like, can I have a tequila sunrise? And she's like, I'm the Keno girl. He's like, oh, that's okay. I'll have one of those. And they're like, you're not 21. Get out of here.
Well, and the best part is, I think he was one of the only people that was actually old enough to drink. And he ordered a GD Shirley Temple. Like, you gotta be kidding me. Schmitty, what are you doing?
So you do remember the Roy Rogers.
Yeah, I remember the Roy Rogers.
So that's the Coke
instead
of 7-Up with the grenadine.
Which, by the way, the Shirley Temple, even though the name is way worse, the Shirley Temple is way better than the Roy Rogers.
And then, did you know that the Shirley Temple can also be, a lot of people do ginger ale. Did you know that?
Ooh, that actually maybe sounds a little better.
No, but I will tell you, I've never done that. But the ginger ale, the Canada Dry makes during the holiday, they make a cranberry ginger ale. And let me tell you, that is delightful.
Yeah, Sierra Mist used to come out with like a cranberry holiday edition that's really good. I like that.
Yeah. What do you call a Shirley Temple if you throw some vodka in it?
That is called a Dirty Shirley.
That's right.
A Dirty Shirley.
Yeah.
Dirty Shirls.
Yeah.
I'm going to call that the fat. Hey, give me a fat, dirty Shirls. Let's go.
And look, that's not something I would order, but it does sound delicious.
Yes. Look, can we all admit that sometimes some of the most delicious food or delicious beverages out there are also like the lamest thing you can order, but they are delightful. I'm sorry. Order an Aperol Spritz sometimes. It's fantastic.
All right. So I have a lot of questions about this next story.
Does it involve a dirty Shirley?
It comes to us from...
Does it involve a racist candle?
No, but it does involve a severed head and hands.
Oh.
Hey! Who?
Was that
Rocket
Mexico mayor?
To the duh!
Why are hands always washing? Or no, that in Canada was feet, right?
Little feetsies, yeah.
Yeah, weren't the feetsies washing up?
In shoes.
Yeah. And yeah. No one seemed to mind that at all. It was like, what are you talking about? It's normal. Completely normal.
Yeah, I think there was an explanation for that, wasn't there?
Yeah, I didn't buy it one bit. I didn't like it. You can't just have random feet washing up in shoes and everyone collectively is like, eh.
Let's say a couple of feetsies wash up while yeah. you're walking the beach yeah. and you're like, man, those are nice. Well, you
know, nice sneakers.
Kicks.
Yeah.
You taking the...
My size?
Yeah.
Human foot in shoe.
Yeah.
No, I'm not taking those.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. I don't want someone else's dead foot shoe.
They're dead.
I'm not going to lie. I'd think about it.
I think Suk would.
Yeah.
I could see him do
it. That seems kind of gross.
And then he'd
like put on a dead man's jacket. Like, no thanks.
He would just chuck the foot out into the water to chum it for the sharks.
Well, you know what? The first thing I would do is I'd poke it. Yeah, I'd poke at
Make
it.
Make sure the foot's not alive.
Yeah. Yeah. See what's up. Look, I think I'd have to alert local authorities, but.
But before.
Like, hey, officer, what are you going to do with that shoe?
See, I don't think I could take the shoe because I'm like, it's an investigative
thing. Tampering with evidence.
You know, I'm tampering with evidence. But if you told me that there was an explanation and there wasn't, like, all I had to do was remove said feet from the shoes and the shoes were nice. Yeah, I don't. What do I care? I'll buy a pair of you shoes. What does it matter to me if those shoes have been on someone's feet that are dead or alive? They're just feet. I'll do that. I wouldn't wear a dead guy's underwear. I think that would be a bit problematic.
Why not?
But shoes? Isn't that the one piece of used clothing that under no circumstances that you would wear is underwear?
I mean, dead guy apparel is dead guy apparel for me. I kind of think I don't want to wear the dead person's stuff. But
why are we talking about this?
Severed heads and hands. That's your next story.
Ah, well, 3-2, here we go.
How about this? You remember you were in Vegas, you had those pants, the nicest pants you've ever worn.
Yeah, yeah, I returned them.
But they were, how much were they?
$400.
Dead guy pants.
Oh, those actual pants are on a dead guy?
Those pants are on a dead guy.
I mean, I don't need the pants that bad.
And the coroner's like, hey, you know what? We're taking these pants.
I gotta do something with these pants.
Yeah, I gotta do something with those pants. And you're like, what, you're just gonna throw those away? And the guy's like, yeah, dude.
My
just
size?
Gonna... Your size?
Yeah, I'll take
it. Exactly.
Yeah, I'll take it.
See?
I'll throw them in the wash.
Exactly, right?
No big deal.
With the shoes, you know, I'll Febreze them a little bit. Maybe take a magic eraser to them.
Those pants were great.
Exactly. You're not throwing away those pants. What do you care if it's a dead
guy? Just looking for validation.
You're like, well, they can't go to waste, so...
I think I got my validation.
Yeah, that's what you wanted. I gave you what you wanted.
The buck over there, high and mighty, not willing to wear a dead guy's clothes.
Yeah, I think that's probably accurate still.
Do you drive a dead guy's car?
Mm, oh, I think, of course.
Yeah, that's different.
How is
Wait,
that different?
Where's his buddy?
It's in the car.
In the car?
Yeah. Wait, so there's a dead person
what?
In the car. I'm just like,
no.
You're going to need to get out and I'll take the car?
Dead person in the car. He keels over.
Person
right?
dies in the
person
car.
Person dies in the car and you're there and like it's your neighbor.
Natural causes?
Natural causes. He died. Old guy.
Feet wash up on the beach. I don't think natural causes.
Keels over, dead in the car, and you watch the emergency people come and take him out and the wife's like, oh my God, I just can't. I need this car out of here. I need it out of here now. I don't even want to sell it. First person here, you know what? This is, you just take this car.
As long as there's no dead guy stink, yeah, I'll take it.
Well, if there was a dead guy there, there may be an odor. But it's a free, it's a nice car. It's a Mercedes.
My issue with the shoes is that, like, you're going to have waterlogged dead skin stuff in there. Like, I don't want that. No.
You're driving that dead guy car, aren't you?
Maybe. Yeah, depends on the smell.
Yeah, I'll take the car.
Yeah, take the car. And then
wasn't sitting at the bottom of a lake, was it?
And you have to know every time that you get in that car, you're like, hey, where'd you get that car? You're like, that's going to hell of a story, but dead guy car. You'll think about it every now and then, but then be like, you know what? It's a nice car.
It drives.
I think we've talked about this before, but I don't have as much of a problem with like, for example, the home where someone has passed.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care.
That doesn't really bother me that much.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I just feel like, yeah. That does happen.
Any type of death or just the natural
Well,
type?
Look, if it was a gruesome, bloody murder, I think that is a little different.
What if you found out someone offed themselves in the house? Change it for you?
A little, but not... I don't know. I can just get over it. Mm. Like, I'm too dumb. I don't even think about things like that.
Yeah.
There's a drop.
Hef you.
Got a little off topic there, but
come on.
All right, where was I?
Severed head and hands. Yeah, we got coming up next. Yeah, we're so behind.
Yeah. All right. Fine. God.